I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today I'm going to talk about elementals and how you can call upon them. Elementals are energetic creatures that are specialized, and they live within one of the pure elements, such as water, fire, earth, air, wood, metal, or space. Elementals are essentially nature spirits. They are called sylphs if they're air spirits, fire salamanders if they're fire spirits, water sprites for water sprites, earth spirits for obviously earth spirits, tree spirits for wood spirits, and iron sprites for metal spirits. Oh, and celestials for space spirits. Elemental beings hold the frequency of the element and manifest the pure power of that element. They are otherworldly beings and are not human. They can be called upon to support and empower. They are willing and able to bring you the help you need with the fuel of their talent. If you ask, but they're only able to bring the pure, undiluted force of the elemental energy they represent. Be very cautious about what you're asking for when calling upon an elemental for support and help. Know your own mind and your own power. When you think you're calling for air, it can quickly become a tornado. And when you think you're calling for water, a deluge may be the result. Call the elemental carefully. Appreciate it in all its forms, large and small, strong and weak. Be respectful of the potency and speak to the elemental with deference. They will only come if called with focus and intention. Direct the elemental carefully. Make offerings and sing songs of praise. Plan your approach. Tune into the elemental itself and feel what it wants and what it needs. Then try your best to give it what it wants. But remember, elemental magic is the most difficult of all and is only attempted by advanced practitioners of the art of weather. Always approach an elemental with caution and respect. They will do nothing for you unless you offer something meaningful to them. This is usually a gift that has significance to you. They treasure the offering because it was hard for you to give. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.